You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 179. Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business. Well, welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4- and 5-figure months and then on to 6- and 7-plus-figure years without burning out in the process. Business. Energy. Do the two really work together, or is it all just a bunch of bullshit? You see, when I first started in business over 11 years ago, I would have said, have you lost your mind? What the fuck does energy have to do with business? But now my response is simple. Energy has everything to do with your business. Now, this might be a new concept to you. And if so, you need this podcast in your life more than ever before. It's going to help you grow, to expand, and to get ready for 2022. And I'm so excited to bring on Emily Thomas today, who's going to be chatting with us about doing business differently with business energetics. We're going to be chatting about what is business energetics? What is your energetic DNA? We're also going to talk about how to identify energetic misalignments in your life and business. We're also going to be able to share about how someone can get started with business energetics and so much more goodness in this podcast episode today. But before we hop onto this awesome episode, I'd like to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my mastermind, the Action Takers Mastermind for Women in Business. Doors are now open for my 12-month online and in-person experience designed to get your business to the next level, whatever that looks like for you. Inside of the 12 months of the Action Takers Mastermind, I help businesses like yours to get the clarity you need and what to focus on to get the biggest return on investment. I also help provide feedback with your ideas. We help to think about strategically what you mean. We look at alignment. We look at so many other things like introduction to new clients. We look at marketing. Not to mention, you get to access myself and the other amazing women in businesses that are also inside of the Women in Business Action Takers Mastermind. During the 12 months, you get one-on-one strategy sessions with me, emergency calls with me, hot seat calls with me, co-working sessions with us monthly, monthly mindset coaching, 12-month access to our daily VIP Facebook community, access to other guest mentors. We've got 2 2-day live events at the Gold Coast and so much more. Sounding like my 12-month Action Takers Mastermind might be what you need to get your business to the next level in 2022, then head to angelahenderson.com.au, click on the services page, then click on Mastermind and book in for a call for you and I to chat to make sure that it's the right program for you. Now, let's get into this amazing, amazing podcast episode. Hey, welcome to the show, Emily.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Now, it was at that stage when I'm like, I'm so excited to have you on the show. And we've been chatting for over almost 30 minutes. And I was like, you know what? We're both like, we probably should press record at some stage here. And that's the beauty about just being able to connect with great humans and just pick up and we don't even know each other. So what a small world. We were just saying to my current coach, you do work within his program also. And I, like I said, I saw your name pop up on a webinar and I was like, I wonder if that's the same Emily who's coming on the podcast. And it just so happens it is. So the beautiful thing of divine timing, right? So now, yes. Today, we're going to be talking about all things energetics and how this impacts both life and business for regardless of your startup or regardless of your scaling. And it's to me a super important topic because I believe it's a topic that isn't spoken about often enough. And so I'm super excited to have you here today, being able to share that knowledge and wisdom and helping other women around the world to really step into their kind of 2.0 version and make things a lot better with business energetics. Now, before though we start, Emily, I always like to ask a fun question to mm-hmm. those guests that are coming on, because I think it's great for the audience to get to know you a little bit more other than just business energetics and what does that mean. So my question to you is, I know you've just come back from Mexico. You were traveling down there. What is your all-time favorite country to travel to and why?
Oh, man, that is a tricky question because I live in Europe for the summers, and I actually live in Mexico for about 8 months a year, and then I go back and forth to San Diego. So it's really difficult for me to actually say a favorite, but I would probably say Bali, because Indonesia has been, it just has a really soft spot in my heart, because that's where I met my husband. That's where we got married. A lot of energetic stuff happened for me there. I went into the dark side, but before, I don't want to go too deep before we get into our interview, but yes, I would say Indonesia. It's a very special spot.
How lovely is it? Bali from Brisbane is only 5 hours, and my family and I are itching to go back. We absolutely, it is one of the most magical places in the world. We've been 5 times, 6 times, I can't remember, but we love it. We absolutely love the people. And I know we'll talk about energy, but the energy, when you land in Indonesia, you almost feel like you're home. And I can't really describe the feeling you get, because there's this warmth from the temperature. There's these smells, and the combination of the people greeting you and just the essence of being there is, yeah, I do believe so much magic happens there. It's almost like I could talk about it forever, but Bali, I agree. It is a magical, magical, majestic place. Now, for those who might not know you, Emily, and they're like, who is this Emily person who, you know, loves traveling, lives in all these amazing places? Tell us a little about where did you start in business and where are you at today?
Sure. So just the long and the short of it is that I help impact-driven entrepreneurs intentionally scale through energetic alignment. So that means scaling with true confidence. It also means starting with confidence. It's also about, you know, hiring a team consciously, reclaiming your time. So I work with a lot of people that get to this place where their businesses plateau because they've really created the foundation based off of a hustle mentality. And that's all good, because they got to that place where they're at right now because of hard work, but they get to, you know, the status where they're like, gosh, like I wish I just had more time to actually enjoy the fruits of my labor, enjoy my life, and actually make this a real pleasure again. And so that's really the sweet spot of where I can help you understand why you got into business again in the first place, how to activate your gifts even further and really accelerate the growth and also get more of your time back. So to answer your question, I lived all of this. So I don't feel comfortable teaching anything unless I've lived through it. Right. Mm-hmm. So, through my own experience, I was just so frustrated because it felt like I was really trying to get a square peg in a round hole with my businesses. I have a couple of businesses, and I would get so far and I would be quote unquote successful on paper, but I would also feel so strapped for time and I would feel really burnt out. And when I got married and I have 2 kids now, it was just it was a non-negotiable for me to have more time with them, but also have the creative freedom to have that spaciousness to still activate my gifts of serving and being really, a leader in this world. And I wanted to make sure that I did that in a way that was very highly conscious and not just for the sake of it. Like, oh, I need to post for consistency, or I need to, you know, be on this many stages or this many podcasts and that kind of thing. Like I wanted to actually do it because it meant something so that I could actually change people and help people grow. But in order to do that, I had to really understand who I was again. And through that process is how I came to learn energetics. And that's when I started to implement and manage my own personal energy and what I refer to now as my energetic DNA. I was able to truly expand my business and also have a lot more time with my family. Like I work 3 days a week. I, you know, have only people that I hand select in my programs. And I get to be that way because I know that this work is so, so powerful and potent, and it actually can change your life and your business on a dramatic scale really quickly. So it's been really amazing owning my talents, owning my gift, and also really changing my programs to work for me instead of against me. And I think that that's one of the biggest things that I help people do is understand that you get to call the shots. You get to understand how you want to make things happen for you. And so we rework it together. And sometimes they're just these minor course corrections within the framework of their business or their life that can have them catapulting into success. So does that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. Now, Energetic management, though, it could be a new term, right? Because it, you know, we hear about funnels, we hear about Facebook ads, we hear about Google ads, we hear about email marketing, we hear about Instagram and TikTok and everything else, right? But energetic management, and this is really something that I'd always kind of heard about it, and the seeds were always getting dropped for me, but I wasn't ready to receive them at that particular stage in my business because I was just kind of head down, right? Just doing my thing. But as you said, it's I kind of relate it to like the fog, you know, when you've got a heavy fog, but all of a sudden things start to clear. And with that clearing was when I was like, oh, okay. Yep. I'm ready to start to receive this, the energy work, the healing work, the alignment work that was, a, you know, that I would feel again, what got me where I was going, wasn't going to keep getting me to where I was going. So for those people that are just listening and they're, you know, talk to us just a little bit about the basics, because I'd like everyone to understand the fundamentals about a topic, because just to keep everyone on the same playing field. So tell us, what is the definition of just energetic management?
So let's just remove the word energy and all of the metaphysical terminology, because I think it can really dissuade people from even listening. So let's just remove all of that. And let's just go back to the way that we feel, right? Because we can all relate to that, right? So I want you to just take a moment, if you're sitting here listening to this, and I want you to think about something that's happened either today or within the last week that has not felt so good, right? Maybe it was a launch that you did for your business that really didn't have the results that you were really forecasting, or maybe it was a breakup that you went through, or maybe it was the fact that you're going to a job that really just drains you, right? So just think about something that you can pinpoint. And now I want you to think about, what is that feeling? What is that feeling that is causing that for you? Is it something that you have decided to partake in regularly? Or is it something that was like a breakup that was just destined to happen and just finally did, right? So these are situations where we can measure energetic misalignments, right? So these are examples of energetic misalignments. And the reason why they're energetic misalignments is because it's not really feeling right for you. You're not getting the energetic feedback from the universe that you are on track, right? Mm-hmm. Or you are getting the energetic feedback that you're not on track, right? So like, this is all information coming in, and it's feedback providing us with opportunities to make a different choice. And when we make different choices on the third dimension, so like in our body and in their space right now, it actually shifts vibrational states. So let's just go back to square one. Everything in life is energy. They're all tiny molecules, and it's all vibrating at different frequencies. So our current situation is a reflection of our current energetic vibration. So if you are not getting the results that you want in your life, let's say if you are not getting, let's just use an easy one. Let's say you've been trying to get pregnant for a really long time and you can't get pregnant. It's a really sore subject. And I just worked with a client on this, and it was really challenging because she kept having miscarriages and miscarriages, and she didn't know how to shift out of a different into a different vibration to allow a different type of result. So these are extreme examples, but it's exactly what comes into play when you are looking at what you're surrounding yourself with. Like, what is the number in your bank account that you want, and where is it right now? Because your energetic vibration is a reflection of what is happening for you right now. And if you want to shift into a new place to get new results, like if you wanted to get pregnant, or if you wanted to get married, or if you want to receive $1 million this year for your business, then it's going to require different patterns of choice. And so I help people understand what is a correct pattern of choice for you. And that's like emphasis on for you, because this is where the energetic DNA comes in. Because each of us is unique energetically. We all think, oh yeah, sure. Yeah. We're all different. We're all, you know, we all have our uniqueness, but truly, if you think about like genetic DNA, we look at our chromosomes, we look at like the different specifics that happen to come into play to create us, right? So like we have different skin colors, we have different skin types, we have different hair type, et cetera. Similarly is what is happening energetically. So, and you have a different energetic type energetic DNA than I do. Mm-hmm. And no one is more or less than. It just means that you have different, an energetic different recipe, quote unquote recipe, mm-hmm. that allows you to be who you are. Right.
Right.
And so what that means in the context of business or, let's just use the context of business is when you get a framework for a funnel, it might work for somebody else. Okay. But it might not work for you because it needs to have your energy really embraced and included in all of that in order for it to be operating properly, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really about embodying who you are. You're utilizing your energetic DNA and interlacing that into every aspect of your life. So for instance, let me just break it down so it makes a little bit more sense. So let's say your energetic DNA had a component of communication and had a component of compassion, right? Mm-hmm. So we all have different makeup, this, you know, DNA makeup. So it really is this ability for you to connect with people using your heart center, but being on stages, doing your podcast, Ange, being, you know, the person in front of the camera when you are sharing messages versus just quoting experts, et cetera. Does that make mm-hmm. sense? So do you see mm-hmm. the differentiator there? It's like, sure. If you have these gifts, it's really important that you utilize that with every part of your business. Same thing goes with a relationship. So like if you have an energetic gift of compassion and communication, like let's say with you're speaking with your partner, it's really important that you use that empathetic, compassionate way of communicating with him or her, right? Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's probably thinking, oh, well, everyone should always do that. No, but this person who has this gift should, your words carry extra weight to it because you have this gift of communication. Mm-hmm. So it really requires you to listen deeper. It requires you to be very open to listening to your personal needs. So communication also starts with yourself. Like, how are you communicating to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Identify what's happening there. So these are all, that's just an example of what that can look like for an energetic DNA. There's a bunch of different combinations, et cetera. Everyone is different. So I help you understand who you are, which obviously creates that element of self-trust and confidence. And so that you know, and you can trust your next move within your life and your business, and you operate from a place of really embodying that energy. Mm-hmm. And when you embody that energy, that's when you start to see results happen really quickly.
Listen, I love it. I do it, always working on it. But there might be people listening going, what the fuck is Ange and Emily talking about? Like, what have they had? You know, are they still in Mexico slamming back some tequilas? Like, what's going on here? Right. Because again, when I first heard this, I thought, have these people lost their tree? Is what I remember being at a conference. And I was just like doodling going, why the fuck am I here? Right. But again, at that stage, I didn't even know that I was meant to be in that room listening to that, planting the seed. And so what I would say is stick with us, people. All right. Because we're going to talk to you about how you are able to shift into the right vibrational states. We're going to talk about what that looks like. We're going to talk about how you can identify your energetic alignments in just a minute. But it's important that you understand the foundations of energetic management, understanding that each of us have a different DNA that plays to our strengths. So for those on the fence going, okay, I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to trust the process like Ange talks about often. Were you always a believer in the energy work? And if so, awesome. If not, how did you get into it? Like, what changed for you to be like, oh, okay, this is kind of game changer?
Oh my God. No, actually, you know, it's so funny. Cause like I was a skeptic. I grew up an athlete. I grew up with logic based everything. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, and I was in the medical industry for over a decade. So mm-hmm. everything is science-based, everything is logic-based. So I was the last person to embrace this. It wasn't until it became this situation where I couldn't ignore it anymore, mm-hmm. where I had these really explosive experiences when I was doing this deep inner work. Here's where I see you guys, if you're feeling this, because if you're feeling this resistance to embrace this information, I was you. I get it, but hear me out. I think there's so much potency in the ability to to always have a beginner's mind, always open up to the opportunity that there can be more in the unseen. We are trained in an education system to always trust what we can see and not trust what we can't. So I challenge you to challenge that, right? So challenge that system and see what you get. You know, I'm not going to tell you to believe me. I want you to experience it yourself, right? So, and I'm that same person that if someone would have told me like, you have to believe in this and it didn't make sense to me, I would have never even embraced this new idea. So I think it's important for us to all go on our own path and find energy, all the stuff that really helps you in your own way. Right. So what I'm delivering for you guys right now is information on things that really worked for me and worked for hundreds of my clients because this stuff is potent, but it's only for people who are really open to it and ready for it and are willing to embrace the unseen because it's tough, really confronting fucking work. Yeah. And it's not this experience that's going to be fluffy and hey, like, let's feel good together. It's straight to the fucking core of who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's working on subconscious beliefs and patterns and perhaps some really dark stuff that happened in your childhood or even past lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So it's really shifting those states of reality that are happening in the background of your operating system that are creating the results that you're not wanting, right? Mm-hmm. So like a lot of times people try to address the business system or the sales strategy when something isn't working. And 9 times out of 10, that can fix it slightly, but 9 times out of 10, it's not going to actually fix the holistic part of the problem, mm-hmm. which is the operating system that you're making these decisions and communicating from, right? So like I help you go to the wound, go to that deep part within you and do it in a way that's really swift and available to make these directive results really quickly.
And so, listen, I always say is that your external world is a direct reflection of your internal world. So if your world is chaos, if sales are chaos, if things are chaos, there is always internal work that has to be done, right? Getting to the core. And that's one of the things that I teach my own clients is like, they're like, Ange, but what other things can I be doing? And I said, work on the internal. What about, I just need to tweak the Facebook ad. It's not the fucking Facebook ad. I'm not doing, you know, I think my messaging is, nope, your messaging's good, right? You're avoiding the thing that will be the hardest thing you do. And that is breaking down those barriers and going deep internally. No one wants to get into the messiness. You know, and I'm here to tell you, I've cried more tears over the last, you know, however many, 3 years when I've really been working with all the healers, you know, all the energy stuff, et cetera. But I've also increased my revenue substantially by hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? There's no coincidence that as soon as I went in, that revenue went up. There's no coincidence, right? That business doesn't have to be hard. A client posted a few things in one of my groups a couple of days ago. And it was like all of these funnels and all of these things. And I was like, okay, you know, I'll sit with this and then I'll come back to it because it hurt my brain, right? And I was like, okay, but it probably doesn't hurt that person's brain, right? And so I have to respect that each of us will learn differently. But if that's what this particular human's been taught, that it has to be so complex, then I have to unravel that because business shouldn't have to be hard. Business shouldn't have to be complicated. Business can be easy if you choose it to be easy. And in my opinion, if you choose to do the internal work, right? So again, choice, but I, for those of you listening, I'm here to tell you, I didn't do this years ago. And now it's part of my ongoing, you know, it doesn't stop now. There's always something internally I'm doing every single month around energy, healing, et cetera, right? It's so important. But yet I believe it's one of the things that gets put to the bottom of the to-do list because people don't see it as important.
Yeah. And so this, you know, you hit on so many really big points there. And, you know, I think I, you know, from my experience, I used to be a mindset coach, right? So I thought mindset was everything, and it is so huge. Don't get me wrong. And then I shifted into a business strategist because I had the background of building a couple of businesses, doing it very successfully and having the strategy behind it. So I combined the mindset and the business strategy, and I was like, yes, I got the golden, you know, the gift I can share with everybody. Mm-hmm. And then I realized like there's something bigger here. There's something mm-hmm. that I'm doing to create different results, attracting different people into my life. You know, and it all started when I did some crazy energetic intensives, and met my husband the week afterwards, because I had moved so much energy. Mm-hmm. But I started to think about, okay, how can I actually put this in the context of business? How can I utilize this information and support people and the ability to structure their business and their strategy while also working on their mindset? So how can we combine all of these beautiful things that are really important within business and help people excel in a way that truly feels good? It doesn't, mm-hmm. I'm so against the freaking hustle mentality. Mm-hmm. I am so against the business running you. I think, you know, it's time for, like, one of my biggest beliefs is that, you know, we get to call the shots, right? Mm-hmm. We are, our energetic system within ourselves gets to run the energetic system of the business. Mm-hmm. And we get to decide like how we want the energy to be funneled through the system. So yep. when we talk about the energetic funnel, I talk about, you know, the top layer is the contributors. The contributors are us. So like that'd be you and a bit, you know, Ange, and then you create the products and services with your energy. So that's mm-hmm. you're contributing the energy to the products and services. The products and services are marketed. And then if they're marketed properly, they're sold. And then selling them to clients, it creates clients. And then clients actually shift that energetic exchange in the form of money back to the contributor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the law of conservation of energy, which is what we were taught in physics when we were, you know, in elementary school or high school, you know, it really talks about how energy can neither be created or destroyed. So in the framework of a business, we're talking about that, what it just explained, how it goes from contributor to products and services and marketing to sales to customers, and then back to the contributor. So this process alone can have so many energetic leaks. It could have energetic blocks or restrictions that are not allowing that fundamental flow of mm-hmm. energy to go back to the contributor in the form of money. Mm-hmm. So in my process, I do an energetic diagnosis of your business. So I look at all of those components, but most importantly, I look at you. I look at the contributor. I look at who is touching every aspect of your business. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a business partner, or if it's a, you know, a team member or a freelancer, their energy is included in every aspect that the customer feels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, have you ever been on Instagram and seen a story or like a post that like it looks aesthetically pleasing, or like their comment is really, you know, it's spot on, but like it doesn't create a feeling for you, and you're like, oh, this is kind of just blah. Mm-hmm. That's probably explaining the energy that was used when it was created. Right. Mm-hmm. So I want to give you guys a task, like take this as an assignment to go on your feed, whether that's in TikTok or Facebook or Insta, like you decide, and try and scroll and try to give an adjective for every feeling that you get when you see these posts. Okay. Because that's probably indicative of the feeling or the energy that was utilized when creating it. So mm-hmm. don't put into play the comment or the image, just first idea that comes to mind. Think about that, because that's an exercise to start building trust with your intuition and seeing like what you feel, but also it's starting to emerge this element of understanding the energy behind things. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. And I like that example, just simply starting really simple. We're all on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, on any single day. And that, again, really being able to go, what does that feel like? And that's what's so important, is that people forget to feel the feels because they're just on autopilot. Everything is like must wake up, go into office, read email, send email, right? And it's just like, but when did people lose the feeling. Because if you've lost that feeling, then I believe, again, energy collectively is lost, right? Because it's just that you're just doing the doing to do it. And that's why, you know, as a business consultant, I have those other people on my team. Also, like, I've got a spiritual and intuitive person that does some energy stuff. I've also got a mindset coach. Also, like, I might bring the strategy, but and I can identify when energy and things like that are out of alignment, but I don't do the work. That's not my zone of genius. But it's so important that it's there, because again, if you're not incorporating it and you're wondering why you're not getting salespeople and you're not increasing your revenue, this is going to be a common modality that people aren't talking about unless you're listening, in my opinion, to us today. So now tell us a little bit, people might be going out there going, but how do I know? I know you've used an example about energy and looking at Instagram, but how can people start to identify energetic misalignments in their own life and business? Like, what are some of the things that they should be asking themselves or things like that?
Yeah, so good. You know, there's a number of different exercises that I take my clients through, but just one of the easiest ways for you guys, if you're just sitting here listening. Okay, a couple things. What I'd like for you to do, and this is just the easiest thing that you can do, if you have a piece of paper handy, or even if you have your iPhone, right, and you're looking at your calendar, or sorry, I shouldn't say iPhone, if, whatever your phone is, right? Yeah. Look at your calendar. And if you have, if you utilize that, your a digital calendar, and plug things in that you're scheduled, go through that list and just say, like, let's say tomorrow, like, let's say one, let's use Wednesday, for example, like, look at Wednesday's schedule. And I want you to actually look at every single task or everything that's on your schedule on that Wednesday and say, huh, is this actually feeling really good for me? Is this something that is going to actually energize me into creating more of what I want in my life? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just don't think too much about it. Just give it a yes or no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes or no. Yes or no. And keep in mind that the caveat to this is that there are obviously, there are going to be experiences when you are in full alignment and it doesn't feel fun. Mm-hmm. But the difference is that you are, there's this undertone of it actually going towards something that will feel good for you, right? Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, like editing podcasts isn't always the most fun exercise, or or writing content sometimes isn't the most fun, but if it's still in alignment, and if you're still talking to people that are your soulmate clients, or if you are still editing an episode that feels really cool and the conversation is flowing, then you can understand that that's still going to be a yes versus a no, this is not in alignment for me. So I just want to give that example, but it's really important for you to go through this list. And then that will give you a really strong idea of if these practices that you're doing on your Wednesday are in alignment or actual misalignment for you. The really big thing that I want to let land for you guys is that the shifting of energy is not this big event that happens once a month or once a week. It's within the intricacies of your day to day. It's within moment to moment, the minute to minute. So that's why I have you look at your calendar, because these are the things that you're already doing, maybe even on repeat, or just, you know, I call it sleeping, day sleeping. So like, you're either like in the zone or you're not, you know, and like, it's one of these situations like where you can have a moment where you look at your calendar, you're like, shit, like 40% of, or 70% of my day is not something that's in alignment for me. Mm-hmm. So that will give you the, you know, at least give you an idea, and then you can start shifting things back into alignment. And the way that you do that is by asking, okay, well, what would feel better for me? Mm-hmm. And so it's really getting inquisitive with yourself and understanding, like, how can I get really curious about what feels super good for me? And how can this actually be something that can be sustainable for me? Right. So if that means, you know, communicating on a podcast or creating a podcast, or maybe you relieve your copywriter, relieve her or him, and say, man, I'm going to write my copy from here on out. That feels really nourishing to me. Mm-hmm. So those are just some examples, because it'll allow you to actually embrace who you are. Another way to actually get an idea of your energetic superpower is what I call it, is to go on my website. I have a quiz that pops up, and it'll give you an idea of what your energetic superpower is. It's completely free. It's like really quick. It's 10 questions, and it'll give you an idea. And then once you start getting that idea of who you are, then you can just activate that from the moment you finish the quiz, okay, cool. I know who I am. Now I'm going to actually take a different direction and choice to activate this gift.
Oh, I love it. And I love the whole alignment piece. I know recently I felt a little bit unaligned in the home situation. I was like, what is it that's annoying me? Like, why do I feel like everything's draining, right? And what it was, yeah. I was like, oh my goodness, everything started to increase. More basketball, more birthday parties, more homework, more whatever. And the draining part where I didn't feel aligned was like, I just felt like, oh my goodness, I'm coming in. I'm like, sit down, eat your dinner, get your teeth brushed, do this, da 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 da. So I recently have just hired a house manager. And it's been the best thing since sliced bread. She comes in for 2 hours a day. She puts a load of laundry on. She tidies everything up. She has our dinner cooked. So all we have to do is reheat it, which again is I'm just buying back my time, right? So now yes. I've bought back 10 hours of my time every single week, 10 hours to have slower mornings with the kids, 10 hours to have more like meaningful and not like go, go, go dinners, you know? And so it was allowing myself to look at that. And again, obviously there's lots of beliefs. Well, you know, only rich people, do you know what I mean? Hire house managers to come in the place. What will my family think? And all these things. And I had to go, no, I can't worry about what others are going to think. What will be in alignment? It's been the best thing, right? To be able to bring them on board. But I knew because of my work in this, you know, space is that I knew something was not aligned. I then had to look at what do I change? And again, it is our choice to change. Now I could have ignored it. I could have put it, brushed it under, and I then would have remained like unaligned, right? So again, it's, I think too, is it's that scary part that when you do start looking at the unaligned stuff too, is you can't run. Right? And people don't like to have to look at the things that they've got to change or make choices to. No one has to do everything. But if you genuinely want to start making some changes, you're going to have to start going deeper. And that's what I had to do with my stuff is put those limiting beliefs aside, bring on this amazing human, totally. And now things are better. So no, so it's the alignment. So, so crucial. Now for those other people that are out there, you've talked a little bit about looking at their calendars, right? You've talked about going into Instagram so they can, you know, really kind of get those feelings, right? I guess it just even just that in itself, Emily, will start to shift. But why is energetic management important, not only for scaling, but for business and life collectively? Like you've talked a little bit about it, but are there like core benefits that you've seen from people? Do you have some examples of clients that you worked with that you want to share so we can put it into a bit more context?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm working with this guy right now who has just become energetically separated. Like he feel, I shouldn't even use the word energetically, like emotionally, he feels like he's grown apart from his wife, mm-hmm. That they're on different places. And I can relate to him because I had a similar experience in my past where I really started to embark on this self-discovery journey and self-development. And he was just not for it. He was not interested. I tried to bring him along and I felt like I had to kind of carry the weight of our relationship, which really didn't allow me to be fully expressed in my greatness, in my creative, mm-hmm. in my brilliance. Right. And so it was really important for me to recognize that, okay, he just isn't going to want to do this and I can't force him to. So it took a really, really, it took a lot of time for me to actually come to peace with that. But the example for him is that he has been making 30K months for the past 4 years. He's done everything in the book for, and he's his own entrepreneur. He's like a keynote speaker. He works with like CEOs and execs for big companies in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And he does really, really well for himself and he's super good at his job. And so with him, I went into his, and I'll keep his name obviously, private, but, what I did for him is I went into his energetic profile for his business. And I saw that his goal was to make, you know, consecutive 100K months. And so I saw that there was a big disconnect. So like I do this diagnosis within all of those elements of the business. So the contributors, the products and services, the systems, the sales, the marketing. And I try to see like, what is happening energetically? Are there energetic leaks? Are there people that are on the team that are not supposed to be on the team? Is anything not in energetic alignment for him? So when I did that, I got a couple of answers and, one of the biggest things was him. So like the contributor. So then I go in and I ask even deeper questions like, okay, what's happening? And this is when I say asking questions, like this is me actually tuned in asking questions on his behalf. Yeah. So when I sit down with him, I actually share a lot of this information and it's like a presentation of sorts. Sure. And then he communicates with me. And then like we talked about in the beginning of our chat right now, Ange, is Everything that I do is really rooted in, yes, spiritual, but super in the practical and logical. Mm-hmm. So all of this work, and that really differentiates me from everyone else, is I give you really tangible steps on how to actually shift your energy. So I help you put action steps into place. So for him, we have specific action steps. And what's so interesting is that so many people wouldn't connect the dots and say, oh yeah, it's your relationship that isn't allowing you to get to 100K months. In fact, it is the exact thing that is not allowing him to get 100K months, because he is disempowered in his relationship. He is letting so much of this stuff happen at home that's the way he's showing up at work. So mm-hmm. he doesn't feel confident. He doesn't feel empowered. He doesn't feel like that person that is actually there to lead. So even though he's doing his job really well, whereas other mentors have told him in the past, like, oh, we just need to fix your sales system. Oh, we just need to work on your funnel. That hasn't worked for him. And he didn't really know where to turn. And then he found my work and things have been shifting so quickly for him. So it's been really, really dramatic. I mean, and working through a relationship can be so, so crucial for the growth of not only your relationship, but for your whole life, right? So that's why I talk about like life and business energetics, because it's a real holistic approach and it goes into, and sometimes if you're really in that place where you don't know where to turn, sometimes just anything, you're looking for anything that'll support you. And that's kind of where he was right now. And he's just like, I cannot believe that this is all I needed. And like, you've supported me through this. So it's really empowering for me to feel that and hear that. And, you know, I really trust this work, even though, you know, like I said before, like it was something that was so foreign to me and I didn't want to believe it until it was really undeniable. And I'm so glad that I've started to embrace it and really go deep into this work so that I can support people in getting to that really highly, highly skilled level of knowing themselves so that they can scale beyond their, you know, wildest dreams.
So I have a quick question. I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to play skeptic, right?
Sure.
Here at the moment. Because I know, I believe you 100%. But let's just say someone's listening and they're going, ooh, you may have hit a nail on the head here, right? Home life's not necessarily good. I'm probably bringing energy, do you know what I mean, from the morning into the office, right? Yep. I had a fight with the partner every morning, etc. We went to bed fighting, you know, etc. And they're like, again, and I know it comes all down to choice because we all have choice, right?
Yep.
But sometimes there could be kids involved. Right. Sometimes there could be COVID. You know, Melbourne had a significant lockdown where like literally they were in lockdown 900, like not really, but like literally it's the most lockdown city in Australia, around the world collectively. Right.
Yeah.
And so there could be variables where it's just like, okay, I can't really, do you know what I mean, just get up and leave. Right. So it's like in those instances where people would probably go, yep, you've nailed it on the head, Emily. But it's like, can you still shift energy? Not maybe 100%, but can you still shift enough energy to start making change, even if you can't be like, I just can't get divorced tomorrow? Like, 100%. Is it doesn't have to yes. be like all or nothing yes. is what I'm trying to, does that make sense? I don't know if I'm asking that correctly, but I'm trying to be devil's advocate here because there could be people out there going, well, that's great, Emily. You've got money, right? You can just get up and divorce your husband if you want to. I can't do that right now because I'm not financially able to. Not that I wouldn't want to, but I'm not financially able. So if I don't divorce him, does that mean I'm not going to be successful? If I don't start shifting energy, like, does it have to be one or the other?
No. So here's the thing. I love this because I can totally relate to where you're talking right now, because here's the thing. We have the choice. And here's the biggest piece of anything that you'll learn when it comes to mindset is that you can't control anybody else, right? Mm-hmm. You can only control yourself. And the same thing with energy, right? So you have the power to shift your personal energy in a moment, notice, right? Mm-hmm. So the way that you interpret an experience can be, like you said, the power of choice. You get to choose how you want to receive the information. Do you want to receive the shitty information and be victim and be in a hole for the next month? No, you can take it and you can say, okay, that was a really awful situation at home. I really want to protect my children. And I'm choosing to take this information in as a lesson to be and show up as an empowered parent, mm-hmm. somebody that is doing the right thing, even when it's tough. I get to show up and be the person that still maintains a positive attitude and feels really good about my actions because I know that they are in integrity with me. Mm-hmm. Right. So it really starts with understanding who you are at soul level. Like, what is your energetic DNA and how can you make choices, positive choices that are in really quick. A positive choice is subjective. It's completely individualized based mm-hmm. off of who you are energetically. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and your choices are different than my choices, right? Mm-hmm. So what I do in business is going to be different, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, one of my biggest gifts is truth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am not able to tell a lie. I'm not able to, give a white lie or even elaborate to try and make a sale. Right. Mm-hmm. Because if I do, that actually bites me in the ass. That's the worst thing I could do for myself and my business. Okay. Mm-hmm. So same thing. That's something that's a tough pad to swallow and learn. I've never been untrue in my marketing or anything, but it was always, I need to be brutally honest with everything. And I was afraid that would deter people away with mm-hmm. my business until recently, until I actually started owning my gift of truth. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and what that looks like now is I don't take on every client. I simply don't. I can't. I'm very picky about the people that I work with, and I get to be because I've created that framework for myself. Mm-hmm. Right. So, to answer your question and kind of full circle here is that you do have the choice to shift your vibrational state, even if it's not something massive, like you getting a divorce. Like the moment that you choose to look at the situation in a way that's positive for your energetic DNA, like actually thinking about it, like, okay, I'm going to choose to be in my truth, like my truth, I'm going to be very truthful with every piece of me. And what that might look like for me is different than my husband. And honoring that and being respectful of that, that will show up in tenfold in the results that you receive, because what you put in is what you'll get out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love it. Like I said, I always like to be where I can devil's advocate, right? Can we show a different side so that people can also see it right through a different lens? Yeah. So no, thank you for sharing. Yeah. For those out there that are like, okay, I've got a bit of an understanding about, I've got an individual DNA going on here. You've given us some examples collectively about, what is energetic management. You've given us, you've shifted probably a few people who have been listening. What can they do when it's like, how can someone shift like vibrational states? If they're kind of like, can you give us any other like kind of tools of the trick for those that are kind of just want to start learning a little bit more in this space?
So today, okay, I'm going to task each of you, if you're listening to this, go to emilykthomas.com, take that quiz. It takes less than 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Own that gift. And you're probably going to write a text message today. I'm pretty sure either text message, email, something along those lines, right? So during your day, when you are writing something, I encourage you to think about that superpower that you got on that quiz and utilize that in that text message. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you get the superpower of power, okay, how can I be empowered in this? How can I write this message that really fuels that part of power within me? Right. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? So what that does is a couple of things, Ange. It does this episode of really utilizing your gift, right? Number mm-hmm. one. Two, it also allows you to practice that pause. And that's that sacred moment where you get to choose, right? Mm-hmm. So practicing that pause allows you to really start embodying different energetics. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, you're bringing consciousness to your actions. You're bringing consciousness to the way that you're interacting with the world. Mm-hmm. And so when you write that text message, it's going to be delivered to that person on the other end and it's going to be received differently than it would have if it was just second nature, like not even thought put into it. Right. Mm-hmm. So even if it's the similar words, the energy behind it will be different.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. And simple, right? Start simple.
So
start
simple. Noticing. I try to keep everything as simple as possible. So I, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh gosh, it can't be that easy. Listen, there is complexity behind the curtain of all of these simple, simple tasks. And I try to make it as simple as possible because when we have too many options and it causes confusion, overwhelm, and that creates paralysis. Mm-hmm. And this is all about helping you get this done. So mm-hmm. again, take that quiz, write that text message, and see the results that come through.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Now for those businesses that are like, okay, I've consumed what you said. I'd like to know more about you, what you do, what you get up to. I might start thinking about this energy stuff. Where can these amazing humans connect?
Sure. So I am actually, I'm always on Instagram. My handle is at ITS Emily K Thomas. And you can either message me there. And if you mention this show that you've listened to this, I will actually give you guys a little gift, but, I can also, I have a 15-minute consult. So I would invite you to do that because it's free and you can ask me anything. We can tap into your energy and see if this is something that could actually be a good option for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're not open, if you're open to just learning, just ask yourself, hey, what is my resistance here? Why am I not open to learning about this? First mm-hmm. off, try and ask yourself that. And just, if you want to just get on the phone with me for mm-hmm. 10, 15 minutes, just to ask questions. Like I do that all the time mm-hmm. because people are really starting to get open up to these ideas. And it's really a cool experience to start shifting these mental paradigms because there's so much potency here that is available to you if you're ready for it. Okay. So again, you can go to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, and there's an opportunity to click, a time in my calendar to have that connection call.
Fantastic. And like I said, what we will do is we will also be putting all of these links and everything in the show notes, and those will be at angelahenderson.com.au. Now, I do like to ask one final question for everyone that comes on the podcast. And my question is what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Oh yeah. So many things. I think when we try and model. So here's the big thing. Like when we first start, like we're all about like, oh, these experts know so much more. Let me try and model their plan. Let me try and model what they do. I think that that is where you fall into a really slippery slope. And it's important on one side to take advice and learn from them because they're experts for a reason, right? So it's important to like really watch them, but it's more important to make it your own. So mm-hmm. never model something completely. I didn't do that, but I didn't know much about like how I wanted to show up in the world. So take that time to really get to know yourself and how you can be that differentiator and how you want to show up by utilizing that unique energy that you have. And when you do that, the abundance will flow to you if you trust it.
Ooh, I love it. Getting to know yourself. I think we all need to do that, right? It's something, again, we change, we evolve, we grow, we have kids, we get married, things changes. We start to lose ourselves. The ability to be able to find yourself and work with that internal again is so powerful. But again, you've got to create the space to be able to do that. So again, thank you so much, Em, for being on the podcast today. I love your work. I love that we're having these conversations, that we're planting seeds today for those who are ready to receive. Awesome. Those who aren't yet, that's all right. We've planted. And when it comes back to you a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, like it did with me when I was sitting at that conference going, what the fuck is this person talking about? I will forever be grateful for being in the room because it allowed me to start getting curious, even if I was resistant to it. So thanks so much. And before I sign off, just remember that this episode and all the show notes with the links and everything will be over at angelahenderson.com.au. And to you, amazing human, have an amazing day, no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again next week for another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. Thanks again, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au.